And he said that somebody would say that they didn't understand a third of that presentation. I couldn't spell a third of the words he used, much less understand a third of what was said. I'm honored to be a part of this panel, and that's on a professional level as well as a personal level. I blame who I am today in the Angus world on folks like the panel members that are here. As Harvey said, I've worked with Kevin and Lydia and Harvey for 20 years now. And Rob and I have been in the business for 20 years. And we appreciate folks like Harvey and the Yons in helping folks like Robin and I when we get started. I'd like to introduce a few folks before we get into this presentation. And the reason I need to introduce them is the Angus Advantage is a little bit different than the other two operations that are here, because the Angus Advantage doesn't have anybody in charge. We do what we do without anybody knowing what's going on or being in charge. I'd like to introduce, if I could, Ike and Catherine, if you'd stand up, and Wolfgang. These are the partners, and Robin. These are the partners in the Angus Advantage. If I could get you to remain standing, I'd like to point out one thing. We have been working together for a little bit over 10 years. When we started, Wolfgang and I had the same amount of hair that Ike has. Thank y'all. Appreciate working with you. I'm going to do this in a little bit backwards order. Instead of telling you the history of the Angus Advantage, I'm going to tell you what we're doing right now, because, John, those chairs are too comfortable. Folks won't be with me the whole time. So I'm going to tell them what we're doing first, and that way, when they leave, they will have heard that part of it. We sell about 275 bulls a year in the southeastern part of North Carolina. We do that by offering those bulls on Superior Satellite, in addition to the traditional sale that occurs. This will be our sixth year of selling bulls on the Superior system. Someone asked me earlier today if we thought that was important. I would say that last year, 40% of the bulls that we sold were bid on, not necessarily purchased, but 40% of the bulls were bid on through the Superior system. If somebody would have told me 10 years ago, Harvey, that we would be selling bulls on RFD TV, I guess I'd have to admit that I didn't even know what RFD TV was until 5 years ago. So I think that's something that we're probably going to see more and more of as our customers value their time more and more. They're not willing to invest a trip into buying bulls when they can do it from their office or their home. That's something that I think we'll see different. Something that the Angus Advantage group that does that's also a little different. At our bull sale, we will sell about 300 of our customers' cattle, and that is the commercial females that are produced by Angus Advantage bulls. It's something we've done since our second sale, and that number has grown, and the interest in those females has increased every year. Also, we deliver all of our bulls. When you sell bulls on Superior Satellite, you'd have no control over where those bulls are going. We have delivered bulls as far away as Idaho. We didn't particularly get rich on delivering those bulls to Idaho, but it's something that we've done, and we've continued to do that. It also allows us to interact with our customer on a more personal basis, because once we're on that farm, if he has a problem, we have a better understanding of what those problems might be. Another thing that we do, in addition to our own female sale that we hold once a year, which would be just the three operations, is we have a friend of the Angus Advantage sale for our registered female customers. And that is, if someone has bought cattle from us, then we would offer them an opportunity to sell in what would be a consignment sale environment. The single thread, the connecting thread, would be all of those cattle would have Angus Advantage genetics. And that's something that's not really a profit center, but it certainly does a lot to improve the public relations in the area where we market cattle, and also it gives those smaller producers an opportunity
to market what we consider to be the good genetics that they have. I'd like to tell you just a little bit about some of the things that we do that maybe aren't necessarily directly related with marketing the cattle. We maintain through Angie a website, and we try to keep that website up to date with information about our customers. We have a program in the state of North Carolina, a magazine that services North and South Carolina, and we try to have an article in that magazine every month about our producers, something that they're doing that's a little bit unique. We try to incorporate that article also on our website and also in a newsletter that we send out. Our newsletter is not as entertaining or enlightening as Mr. Dave Nichols would be. Ours is more of a straightforward, here's some things that you might want to know about your what's going on with other folks. I certainly enjoy your newsletter, as a matter of fact. And those are some of the things that we do outside of the direct marketing of the cattle. Would speak just a little bit about what I would consider to be the future of cooperative arrangements like ours. I should tell you that Wolfgang and Ike and Robin and I are really three small to medium-sized producers that felt like we could not be competitive marketing the number of bulls that we produce. By joining our resources together, we can purchase things as a unit, and we can market those things as a unit. Would tell you just a little bit about how we're organized. Each of us would have an area that we would consider to be our responsibility. We come from very, very different backgrounds, have different skills. Most of us have skills. I talk about what they do mostly, but each of them would have an area that they would be responsible for. And it's that relationship that allows us actually to be more productive than any one of us could be individually. Wolfgang has a tremendous background in business. And whenever we evaluate something that we potentially would like to do for our customers, Wolfgang has a way of looking at it that says, if it does not add value for our customers, then there's no reason for us to do it. Ike has a background in marketing and production agriculture, and what he brings to the table is a lot different than what the others of us do. So it's the three of us working together that makes Angus Advantage accomplish what we have accomplished to this point. And I would also say that while I appreciate Mr. Croucher's comments about successful operations, I feel like the folks that put this board together, Bill, actually wanted to have a little bit of a balance here. You have the old established producer that we all admire and respect. You have Kevin and Lydia that I think we all appreciate what they've accomplished in their short career and how they've done it and the fact that they've done it right. And then you've got Angus Advantage, and we're sort of a work in progress. We don't know what we're going to become yet. And I would say that it wouldn't work if somebody tried to do it today like we did it. We've been working at this for 10 years. If you tried to make the Angus Advantage over today, it wouldn't work. Things are changing so fast. The technology that we've heard about today is out there so that those folks that did what we did it wouldn't work. You're going to have to do more in the future. As you look around and see if this is something that interests you, I would say that if you can put it down into one line, what I would encourage you to do is, as you look at building alliances and building relationships, it's more a philosophy of where you want to go than the methodology of what you're doing that's important. It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.